I loved it. Delicious food, quiet atmosphere. I can see why it's your favorite spot. Thank you for bringing me. No, it's not just a restaurant. It's your spot. Where you're chummy with the wait staff, and the owner comes by your table to say hi, and they all know your name. Curb incoming. I don't have a spot like that. I've gotta find a spot. No, they were sweet. I feel like I was meeting your family or something. Oh, really? And what was the verdict? Well, I'm glad I passed the inspection. And what if they'd said I wasn't pretty? All right, wow. I had no idea you were so superficial. Huh? No. What did he say? Oh, come on. You can't just dangle something like that and then leave me hanging. Spill it. Oh, wow. Our waiter said that? I mean, what can I say? The hot yoga's really paying off, I guess. I gotta tell Mike about that place. He needs an inspection crew to approve the girls he dates. Yeah, he's the friend that's curating my next show. It's good. It's going great. Hey, is there somewhere to get ice cream on the way to your place? Huh? No, I'm not changing the subject. No, I don't avoid talking about my work. I just... it's boring. I don't want to bore you or make you uncomfortable. I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe it's me. I'm uncomfortable. Look, can we just... I don't want to get all heavy now. We're having a good time, right? And we're on our way back to your place to, you know, have a good time there too. Let's just talk about something else, okay? I'm so excited you're finally letting me come over. I can't wait to sit... No, not uncomfortable, really. That's not the right word. You really want to get into this now? It's just, being an artist is such a huge part of who I am. Painting is how I express myself, how I view the world around me. Curb incoming. Everyone I know, all my friends are from that, you know? Curators, gallery owners, other artists. They must think I'm crazy dating someone who's blind. Sometimes I do. Being with someone who can't appreciate my work or relate to my friends, who has no access to that part of me, the biggest part... it hasn't been an issue yet, because we haven't been dating long. And you're right. I've kind of avoided the subject altogether. It's just, we've been having so much fun. And I didn't want to make it awkward. Well, say something. You're the one who wanted to talk about this. What do you think? I mean, is this a thing? Am I crazy? What do we... oh, we're here. What? A surprise? Okay, I'm closing my eyes. I'm taking your arm? Oh, how the tables have turned. Hey. Can we go a little slower? I'm not used to this. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a little terrified, but I trust you. No, no peeking, I promise. Right here? Okay. Tell you what I feel. Alright, well, I'm standing in a room. Oh! I feel you standing behind me. Is that... No. Your hands on my hands. Your warm breath on my neck. You lifting my hands up and forward. This? This is what you want me to describe? Okay. Well, it's... Oh! It's a sculpture! I feel smooth, cold metal and round, fluid shapes and... This. What is it? Is it... driftwood? It's an interesting texture. And it's so warm. I mean... not actually, but compared to metal, wow, it's so beautiful. No, my eyes are still closed. I meant the experience is beautiful. The form, the textures, their contrast, the way they play against each other. I love it. I'm gonna turn around, okay? Hi. So, you're an art lover. A collector, even. Why didn't you say anything? Okay, that's fair. I didn't really give you a chance. Do you mind if... It's a bit dark in here. No, it's fine. Don't apologize. You're not used to turning the lights on. There. Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Oh, wow. I mean, I'm not sure what I expected, but this is... Wow. I guess, I thought it'd be a lot more Spartan, but you have a lot of stuff, and the way you move around here is so different, so confident. It's kind of hot, honestly. You even have art on the walls. Wow, and I really love this one above the couch. Touch it? Really? What, just get up on the sofa and... Okay. I'm kind of embarrassed. I've never heard of tactile paintings before. Is this real sand? Wow. It's amazing. Who's the artist in... Oh, shit! Oh my god, are you okay? That was my shoe, I took it off to get up on the couch. I'm so sorry. I cannot believe I just did that. Oh, I'm such an idiot. Are you alright? Are you sure? Are you sure you're alright? Oh my god, you're being so nice. If you're being so nice, I don't feel bad. Just please don't. You have to tell me if you're hurt. Here, come sit on the couch. Oh, what a bonehead move. I mean, I knew not to do that. Everybody said, do not leave your shit lying around for him to trip on. And that's the first fucking thing I do when I walk in. Oh my god, tonight was gonna be so special. And it was until I fucked it up. Yes, I did. You're just trying to make me feel better. Who, everybody? Everybody said not that's right. I did say that. I was talking about the girls from... It's stupid. It's just some... I joined, like an online group. It's for girls with boyfriends who are blind. I had some questions, and they were all so nice and helpful. Some of the other girls post memes about... I mean, the... Not... I'm not a girlfriend. We haven't... But, I mean, like, if you wanted, I... But only if you're ready. I'm not trying to rush you anything. God. Oh, fuck, this is not how I wanted this to go. I'm not seeing anyone else. I don't want to. So if you wanted to, you know, be together exclusively, we could. I mean, really? Oh, kiss incoming. I'm sorry, I'm so happy. That's me. I'm taking your shirt off. Sorry, I should have said. Where should I put your shirt? Okay. My dress? Yeah, just pull it up and over. Sure, anywhere's fine. Lay down. Okay. Yes. I'm very comfortable. Thank you. Are you gonna join me? Or just sit there and... Oh. Your hands feel so good. Chasing your fingertips up and down all over me. You're so... Are you memorizing me? My body? No, of course. I want you to. I want you to know me. Like how you know your own home. I want you to be as comfortable with my body as you are just walking around your living room. Sorry. Don't let me distract you. You seem super focused, and I'm just rambling now. Yeah. A little. Not nervous, really, just... I've just never felt so exposed before. Like I'm being read. Oh, really? Well, I've never been anyone's favorite book before. That's pretty rad. Okay, I'm sorry, that just, it tickles. No, it's fine, it's just the soft fingertips touching right there. If you use the flat part of your fingers or your palm, it doesn't tickle. Yeah, like that. Just along there, the soft side between my ribs and my waist. Or else? Up Up here. My underarms. And, okay, this is a weird one, but down here, behind my knees, and all along here, my inner thighs, the higher up you go, the more ticklish I am, and the closer you get to my, that right there. Oh, gosh, I'm already so wet. If you've got more exploring to do, elsewhere on my body, you'd better. You'd better do it now before. Fuck. That feels so good. Incoming hand on your thigh. I'm gonna move it up towards here. Why not? But I wanna touch you too. You're getting so hard. Focus? No. You don't need to focus anymore. That part's over. I can't just lay here while your cock's right there. It's so close. Please. I need to touch it. Oh, you'll just have to forgive me for this. For wrapping my fingers around your cock and squeezing and stroking. I'm sorry. Am I distracting you? Did I break your concentration? Well, then you might as well shatter it completely. No. It's okay. You can keep touching me. Well, I kiss my way up your thigh and how does it feel, Mr. Tactile Experiences? This is your turn. It's your turn now. Come on. Describe it to me. My mouth. My tongue. My lips. All of it. Soft and wet. Tell me what it feels like when I lick all the way up your shaft. The way my throat opens up for you. And my lips slide all the way down to the base of your cock. Mm-hmm. don't take it as a good sign that you can't string more than two words together. It's okay. Just enjoy it. Enjoy my mouth. You can tell me how it feels later. When you can be more articulate. Fuck. Oh, your cock is so hard right now. I can't wait any longer. I need this thing inside of me. Come here. Please, I need to feel you. Oh, your skin against mine. Oh, just put it in. Please. Please, I need you. I need you so bad. Here. Let me. Right here. Yeah. Just push it in. Oh. Oh. Slow. Slow, 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 slow. Oh, yeah. Oh, like that. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you feel incredible. Touch me anywhere. Touch me everywhere. I love your hands on me. Oh, I've wanted this for so long. Oh, you can go harder. I want it. Ah, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, God. Oh, 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 I'm so close. Oh, I'm so close already. Oh, I could come right now. Oh, please. Oh, I want to come together. Oh, are you sure? Yes. Yes, I'll come for you. So that I can't do any more damage. Yeah. I want you to take me from behind. Is that okay? No, no, no. Just lift up a little bit, and I'll turn over onto my stomach. Here, let me guide you in. Right here. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, baby. Oh, yes, just just take me. Take what you want. Make me yours. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I'm all yours. Oh my God. Oh God, you're so deep. Oh, you're so deep. You're pounding so deep inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, gosh. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're gonna make me come again. Oh, baby. Oh, are you close? Are you close? Oh, baby, yes. Yes, please. Please come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh, baby. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm so close, baby. Oh, hold me. Hold me tight. Yes. Yes, pull me. Pull me down into the dress. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, just come, baby. Oh, come. Please. Oh, God, you'll push me over the edge. Oh, I'm so close. Just come. Come, yes. Yes, come inside of me. Come inside of me. Come inside of me. Yes, yes, yes. Everything wrong wasn't. The worry things weren't. I'm sorry. I'm just... my brain's just... I don't know. I'm just so happy. And relieved. Yeah, I was. Really worried. It was more than just that. I don't know. Something Mike said. It just got to me. Okay, this is gonna sound kind of bad at first, but hear me out, okay? He said I was only dating you because we have an expiration date. Apparently, he thinks that is something that I do. And I find relationships that I know will fall apart before I have to let anyone get close. I was so angry when he said that. I just couldn't believe he'd say something like that to me. And then he just started, like, tabulating this fucking list of guys that I've dated and the reasons we split and how I knew beforehand, and I told him to fuck off and stormed right out. And it ate me up inside what he said. I just started overthinking it, of course. That's what I do. I was so scared that he was right about me. About us. And then when you showed me the sculpture, I felt so relieved. And I was relieved that I was relieved. You get it, right? When I found out that art wasn't a barrier between us, that it's just another thing that connected us, I was so happy. And then I realized I was happy. That's when I knew that Mike was wrong. That I'm not with you because it won't last, so I don't have to get invested. I'm with you because of how you make me feel. Like, I can just be myself around you, and I'm not talking about going without makeup half the time. Although, that is pretty nice. I mean, I'm with you because I'm more myself around you than I ever have been with anyone. Because you make me laugh. And when I talk, I feel like you're actually listening. Do you have any idea how rare that is? You make me feel so seen. I'm with you because I love you. I love you.